SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Now stationed along the Georgia coast just south of Savannah, Tropical Storm Debbie dumping flooding rains as it moves east, expected to take a turn north once it's just offshore. The storm is blamed for 5 deaths in Florida. Roughly 117,000 Floridians are without power. Wildfires continue to rage across California. In San Bernardino County, a fast-moving blaze torched one hillside community, forcing evacuations. Following 5 days of virtual balloting among Democrat National Convention delegates, Kamala Harris, now officially her party's presidential nominee.
The DNC issued a statement saying that 99% of the delegates who had cast ballots voted for Harris, and it says it will formally certify the vote before holding a celebratory roll call at the party's convention later this month in Chicago.
Correspondent Donna Warder says later today, Harris is expected to announce her choice of a running mate. Also at SRNNews.com, suspected of complicity in the October terror attack on Israel, some UN workers have been fired.
The UN says its internal investigation is now complete, and that of the 19 of its workers accused by Israel, it's found evidence that 9 of them may have been involved in the 7th of October attacks. Their contracts will be terminated, it said, although it's given no details about the strength of the findings. Israel claimed in January that its intelligence showed that the UNRWA staff had either been involved in the attacks themselves or of providing assistance. The claim led several countries to pause funding to the UN agency.
The BBC's John Sudworth. Iran continues threatening to strike Israel in response to the assassination of Hamas's political leader in the very heart of the Iranian capital, Tehran. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 105 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 98. This is SRN News. A battle over religious expression at the Olympics.
Brazilian surfer Joe Chianca has been forced to remove an image of Christ from his surfboard because it violates the International Olympic Committee's ban on religious imagery. Critics point out that the Paris Games featured a parody of the Da Vinci Last Supper featuring drag queens, and the IOC didn't bat an eye. Meanwhile, a Brazilian skateboarder who won a medal used sign language to express her Christian faith on the podium. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana has some new pro-family laws, including some that had been blocked by former Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards. Now that Republican Jeff Landry has entered office, previously vetoed bills have been able to pass and become law. One new statute broadly bars teachers from discussing so-called gender identity and sexual orientation in schools. In addition, the measure prohibits covering those topics during any extracurricular activity that students might participate in. This is SRN News. In Nashville, baby was ready to arrive and 911 was ready to help.
Emergency operator Caitlin Kramer got the frantic call on July 7th saying a woman was experiencing sudden labor. Kramer says her experience kicked in and she knew she had to help. She told bystanders what to do and within moments she could hear the baby's wails over the phone. Kramer congratulated the mother and the people with her on a job well done. The joyful outcome was a highlight for the 911 operator, who says her job is often filled with sad and difficult calls. Keith Peters reporting.
Michael Bloomberg's organization, Bloomberg Philanthropies, plans to donate $600 million to the endowments of 4 historically black medical schools. Now, this follows last month's $1 billion Bloomberg gift to Johns Hopkins University, and it means that most medical students there will no longer have to pay tuition. More details at SRNNews.com.